day one of Rakiura, Stewart Island's vaccine drive is over, with more than half the population now having had at least one shot. New Zealand's southernmost island had a COVID scare last month. As a result, the pop-up vaccine clinic's been a big success. Timothy Brown has more.
After just 1 hour, more than 10% of Rakiura's 400 inhabitants had received an injection. The steady stream of willing Stewart Island locals continued right throughout the day.
We've vaccinated 185 people here at Rakiura today, which we're really happy with for the first day of clinic, and of course we'll be back here tomorrow. We came down with enough vaccine to vaccinate 380 people who are eligible and who are part of the Rakiura community, and so we're well on track.
That's nurse practitioner Nadine Goldsmith. She's leading the clinic. She says another 20 people were already vaccinated on Tuesday, and so now more than half the island have got their first dose.
So the turnout today has been phenomenal and the uptake has been very positive. The feedback has been positive as well, and the community are really on board with this.
And for those getting the jab, there was no hesitation. Sue Ford was among the first to get the jab yesterday. She says it is the right thing to do and not a big deal.
I didn't notice it. It was so quick and easy. Yeah. No problem.
Her husband, Southland District Councillor Bruce Ford, says it's no different than any other vaccine.
We have inoculations for all manner of things, and it's a few flu jabs and God knows what, so it's just another one of those, and keep doing it.
And while Mrs. Ford says she's pleased with the free cup of coffee that came with her shot, Mr. Ford has a recommendation for improving the process.
They could have gone to the pub at 5 o'clock and they could have got a beer out of it.
The atmosphere was upbeat and positive throughout the day. Henry Grayson, a recent import to Rakiura, says it's the right thing to help support his new community.
100% was always going to get the jab. Got my trust in the professionals to do their jobs and to sort the rest of the population out. So no, I've got complete faith that this is the right thing to do.
That sentiment is echoed by Julie Asher, who has called the island home for 2.5 years now.
I think it's awesome to be able to do the whole community all at once. We're a pretty tight unit down here and everyone sort of looks out for each other. So it's just, to me, it was just another way of showing support for the community, basically.
The clinic opens again at midday today, with health officials hoping for another good turnout from locals.